Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Today, we're going to be listening to the replay of our Faith Friday. On today's IG Live on my Instagram, at the Christian Bay _, we talked about a call to the chosen. If you are chosen by God, if you feel chosen by God, or if you simply don't know whether or not you're chosen by God, this is the episode for you. We spoke about what it means to be chosen by God. We spoke about what you have to go through sometimes, and we also spoke about the reward of being chosen by God. We ended the IG Live by choosing to sow a seed, and we sowed the chosen seed. We sowed a seed into God's strength. We sowed a seed into being able to lean on Him and to give Him the weight of our burdens or our generational curses. We sowed a seed of being able to rely on His will and trust in His heart when we can't trace His hand. We sowed in a seed of remembering that He knew us when we were in our mother's womb. We sowed a chosen seed. So if you would like to sow a seed, you may sow a seed at my Cash App, which is $TheChristianBay, or at my PayPal, polished144@gmail.com, or thechristianbay@gmail.com. All of that information will be in the description box. Let's get into the episode. The thing that I'm grateful for is fresh revelation, because it be on time. Because revelation comes to give you clarity about like whatever it is that you're going through. When you get that revelation, it's just like, oh, so this is why this is happening. And that's why God wants us to make it a habit of talking to Him every day and praying to Him every day and coming to Him about anything that's bothering us or anything that's happening in our lives, because He has fresh revelation for us. And when you go through life day by day, you need that clarity to really be able to stay grounded in who God wants you to be and have confidence in His plan. You need a fresh word from Him, because life comes at you quick and it's just like, well, where did this come from? And if you don't have God's revelation or you don't have God's guidance, then it'll seem like things are catching you off guard, or it'll seem like things is just getting out of control. But really, it's because you're not connected to your source. Because if you stay connected to God, He knows everything that happens before it happens. So if you stay connected to Him, and if you make it your business to tap into His presence every day and to speak to Him every day, whatever comes your way, He's able to take that burden and make it light by giving you revelation, by giving you clarity, by giving you understanding and reassurance of the plan that He has in your life. So that revelations in that time with Him is just like it just brings it all together. Like, life tries to get you going in a different direction and tries to get you discouraged and so many things that life throws at you. But when you take it all to God, He literally sorts it out and shows you that this piece is just connecting you to that piece. And do you remember the promise that I told you? Do you remember the plans I revealed to you? And there's a process before those plans. So this may not feel good, but I want you to remember this plan so that you can get the strength to go through this process. So it all comes from, all of that comes from the revelation from God and the time that you spent with Him. Father God, first and foremost, I want to thank You for blessing us with another day. I want to thank You for giving us the opportunity to open our eyes, Father God. Oftentimes, we thank You for the big things, but we don't realize that there's a blessing in the small things as well, Father God. So today, we take the time to honor You for the small things, Father God, for the things that we sometimes overlook and we don't even realize that it's a blessing just to take another breath in this second, Lord. It's a blessing just to open our eyes, Lord. It's a blessing to be able to get out of the bed because somebody woke up paralyzed today, Lord. It's a blessing to wake up in our right mind because somebody woke up with dementia today, Lord. We thank You for the small things, Father God. We thank You for the things that we just expect You to do for us, Father God, without realizing that every day Your grace is sufficient. Every day You go before us and You pave a way that leads us closer to Your destiny, Father God. So I take the time today to thank You for each and every person on this live, but to most of all, thank You for the small things and the big things, Father God. But most of all, thank You just for being who You are, a good Father. We love You and we'll forever praise Your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, y'all, so today we're coming from the book of not Luke, because I know that's what y'all thinking, that's what I was thinking, but we're coming from the book of John, and we're going to be coming from, I actually have two scriptures. So first we're going to be coming from John chapter 13 verses 14 through 17. So chapter 13 is in the book of John. It's talking about where Jesus washes his disciples' feet. So I'm going to set the scene for y'all. Basically, Jesus is about to be crucified. It's coming up soon. And this is the Last Supper where he's with all of the disciples. And this is the supper where Judas is revealed. And he's like, one of you will eat the bread. And that's the one. So this is what's happening in this scene. And Jesus is washing their feet. So the verse that I wanted to start at was verse 14. And Jesus is talking to the disciples and he said, "And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth. Slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing these things. I am not saying these things to all of you. I know the ones I have chosen." Okay, yeah, "I am not saying these things to all of you. I know the ones I have chosen." So that's John 13, and that's verses 14 through 17. So when God placed this verse on my heart this morning, the first thing that he said to me was that this is a word for the chosen. So that's why if you see the title, I hope the title popped up because y'all know it be trying to play me. If you see this title, it says a call to the chosen, because the verse ends off with saying, "I'm not saying these things to all of you. I know the ones I have chosen." And this live is for the chosen ones. This live is for the ones who right now in this season, if you're taking note, the first thing that I want you to note down is that when you're chosen, it feels like you're cursed. You go through seasons where it feels like I am cursed. And why you feel like you're cursed, that's because a person that's chosen by God, they are picked for a certain problem. There's a certain portion that was given to you as someone that was chosen by God. So today, what God placed in my heart is he said, "I need you to speak to the ones that I have chosen. I need you to send out a message to the ones that I have chosen, because right now they're going through a season and it feels like I am cursed. It feels like I keep experiencing trial after trial. It feels like I can't win for losing. There's somebody on here and you are chosen." And what the enemy will try to do is he will try to trick you out of your spot. He will try to make you feel like because you are cursed, or because it feels like you're cursed, because you have this portion from God, this portion disqualifies you. Because you're dealing with this thing, this lets you know that God doesn't want to use you. Because if God loved you, if God wanted to use you, why would God allow you to go through this? Why would God send this problem your way? Why do you keep experiencing this same thing? You've been dealing with this all of your life, and it seems like this thing is not getting any better. You're getting older, your prayers are getting longer, your fasting is getting stronger, but it seems like this thing just isn't getting any better. So God, maybe I'm not chosen. Maybe you don't hear my prayers. Maybe you're not coming through for me, because I see that this curse continues to follow me. So the first thing God wanted me to tell the chosen ones is that you're called to be cursed. You were called to have this portion. You were called to have this thorn and this thing in your life that seems like it just follows you year after year after year, and it seems like you can never shake it, and the enemy will try to trick you out of your spot. Yesterday, God literally told me, yesterday before I went to sleep when I was praying, he said, "If you don't know your value, you can't walk in what I have for you." And what he meant by that is, if you don't understand the royalty or what you have on your life, even if I have it set up for you, you can't walk in that thing. You can't walk in that thing. And why is that? Because you don't know who you are. So if you don't know who you are, and I'm trying to give it to y'all how he gave it to me. If you don't know who you are, and I have a Grammy award waiting for you at the Grammys, you're going to get a Grammy and you got to go to the Grammy, but you feel like I'm not cute enough to go to the Grammys, and I don't have the right outfit to go to the Grammys, and I don't even belong in the room in the Grammys, and I don't even know how to wear my hair the right way. So if I do go to the Grammys, I'm going to be out of place. And if I do walk in that room, everybody's going to look at me funny. And if I do apply for that job, they're not going to say that I'm qualified. And if I do step out on faith with this business, they're going to say that I'm not going to have the money, or I'm not going to have the support. So God said, if you don't know who you are, that's how the enemy can trick you out of your spot, because you cannot obtain something if you don't go and get it. You have to understand who you are. It's a mental thing. And the enemy will try to play on your mind and make you feel like you're not qualified enough for the things that you're actually called to. I called you to this thing. I have promise and prosperity set up for you. But if you don't believe believe in you, there's nothing that I can do about that. I can set up the promise for you. I can have the promised land waiting for you. I can have abundance in store for you. But if you allow the enemy to trick you out of your spot and make you feel like I'm cursed, I can't be chosen by God because look at what I go through. I can't be chosen by God because I've never been able to overcome this stumbling block. I can't be chosen by God because I'm never able to get it right. If you allow the enemy to trick you mentally, you cannot get to what God has prepared for you. So God said, I need you to talk to my chosen ones. I need you to let them know that it's going to seem like you're called to be cursed. It's going to seem like this portion that I've chosen for you disqualifies you. But I need you to understand that regardless of what the portion is or regardless of what the curse looks like, I've called you and I've chosen you for such a time as this. Actually, I've chosen you for such a thing as this. So if you're taking notes, the second thing that God placed on my heart was to let the chosen know that you're called to be crucified. When in this story, this is before Jesus was even crucified. This is the night before. And the night before he was crucified, Jesus was cleaning their feet. Why am I cleaning feet, God? If I'm the chosen one, why am I cleaning feet? Why am I sitting here at this supper with Judas who is going to betray me? Why do all my friends keep walking out on me? Why do my relationships keep failing? Why does it seem like I can't keep a job? Why does it seem like this health issue keep coming back? If I'm the chosen one, why am I seeming like I'm in a servant position? Why do I look like the underdog? Jesus was the one washing their feet. He looked like the servant, and that's because he was. He was called to serve them, but that did not mean that he was not called. He was called in spite of the portion that was given to him. So sometimes we have to realize that serving, being called, that's going to come with serving, and it's going to come with serving some people that betray you. Yeah, you're going to have to pray for that person who hasn't always treated you right. You're going to have to pray for that person who turned their back on you. Y'all ever said or heard people talk about like the people that you do the most for be the one that turn their back on you? It's like, if I ain't do nothing for anybody, I did something for you, and look how you treat me. I was the one there for you when nobody else was, but look how you treat me. You going to do this to me? I bend it over backwards for you. I gave you my last and you treat me like this because you're chosen. And that's the exact reflection of Jesus. These were Jesus's disciples. He did miracles and wonders, yet Peter denied him 3 times. Judas disowned him. And y'all doing this to me? So you have to understand that when you're chosen by God, you're called to be a reflection of him. So if they cursed him, if they denied him, why are you surprised that they're doing it to you? But if you don't know who you are, if the enemy can get in your mind, he can trick you out of your spot. So God said to me this morning, I need you to talk to my chosen ones. And I need you to tell them that it's going to feel like you're called to be cursed. And it's also going to be heavy, because when I call you, I also have to take you through a crucifixion. Because when you go through the crucifixion process, that's the parts that are killing you. God isn't dying in our crucifixion. We are. It's a part of your flesh that's dying every day. It's the parts of you that came from your generational curses that's dying every day. It's your opinion that's dying every day. When you turn the other cheek from somebody else that was rude or disrespectful to you, that's your ego and your pride dying every day. So you have to understand that there are certain curses that it seems like we have to encounter, but that curse is connected to the crucifixion, and that crucifixion is actually just a pruning and removing everything of this world out of you and transforming you to the image of Christ. So you have to understand, as a chosen one, yes, it's gonna feel like you're cursed sometimes, and yes, it's gonna feel like you're being crucified. Some people treating you wrong, and they shouldn't even be doing you like that. And I understand, you didn't deserve that. You didn't deserve this health issue. You didn't deserve to lose the job. You didn't deserve these generational curses. There are some things that it feels like I did not even deserve this. How did I even walk into this? I've been dealing with this all of my life. What is this? How can I be chosen by you? But God said, I need to let my chosen know that it's gonna feel like you're called to be cursed, and it's gonna feel like you're called to be crucified, but that comes with being called to be chosen. Because at the end of the day, when we go to the next verse is John 15:18-21. And verse 18 starts and says, if the world hates you, remember that it hated me first. The world would love you as one of its own if you belong to it, but you are no longer a part of this world. When you go through the when you're called by God and you're crucified, like I said, you're killing parts of you. You're killing and you're getting molded from the parts of this world. So you're no longer a part of this world. You're now God's child. You're now God's chosen one. So now you're going through a process to be crucified to look like him. So it says the world would love you as one of its own if you belong to it. But you are no longer part of the world. I chose you to come out of the world, so it hates you. Do you remember what I told you? A slave is not greater than the master. Since they persecuted me, naturally, they will persecute you. And if they had listened to me, they would listen to you. They will do all this to you because of me, for they have rejected the one who sent me. So this is John 15, 18 through 21. So, and this is the verse that I wanted to end it with for you guys, because this is the verse that Jesus was talking to the disciples and letting them know that you're a reflection of me. I sent you. If you're chosen by God, you're a reflection of him. So you have to understand that there are some things that come with being a reflection of God. So he made it clear that they rejected me. So you can't be surprised when they reject you. They didn't listen to me. So you can't be surprised when they don't listen to you. They didn't accept me in this world because I wasn't of it. And now you're no longer of it either. When you decide to give your life to Christ, you're no longer a part of this world. Now you're living a life that's led by Christ. You're living a life that's led by God. So that means we're placed on this world in this dark world, this sinful world, to be a light, a reflection of him. So everybody not gonna be okay with what you have to say. Everybody not gonna treat you how you deserve to be treated. You're gonna have to get that in your mind, because if you don't get that in your mind, the enemy gonna trick you out of your spot. That's what I should have named this line, trick you out of your spot. He gonna trick you out of your spot and make you feel like because people are rejecting you, you're not chosen by God. He's gonna make you feel like because things don't look like they're working in your favor, you're not chosen by God. He's gonna make it feel like because you're constantly going through this same test that it seems like you've always been going through, you must be not chosen by God, because if you was chosen by God, he would not let you go through this. But Jesus was crucified. So if Jesus was killed and Jesus was definitely chosen by God, Jesus was the Son of God who God sent, and you're called to be his reflection, you got to understand that there's some crucifixion which comes with being chosen. But you also got to understand that as the chosen one, your crucifixion gives you the option to be the solution to any problem that God has allowed to be attached to your life. If you're a curse breaker, that curse, that feeling like you're cursed, feeling like you have to deal with this thing from your family, that's going to kill you every day. Every day you're going to have to pray. Every day you're going to have to ask God to give you strength to get through this thing that it seems like you keep going through. That's your crucifixion. It's killing you to deal with this thing. It's killing you to carry this burden. It's killing you to deal with these mental issues that you face and that you got from your grandma. It's literally killing you because you don't even feel like you have the strength to get through it, but it's killing you because it's crucifying you, and that's what comes with being chosen. So when you go through the process of being crucified, you have to understand that in order to overcome something, you have to get face to face with that thing. So in your crucifixion process, it may look like the thing is killing you, but the more you stay connected to the source, the more you continue to pray to God for strength, that's how you overcome it, which ultimately leads to you being chosen, because your crucifixion reveals the problem that you solve. There's a certain problem that you were created to solve. That's why you chosen. What does chosen mean? I picked you. That means in your mother's womb, I picked you for this particular thing that feels like a curse. You were picked to defeat it. You were picked to put it to rest. But the only way that you're gonna put it to rest is you got to come face to face with it. So if you chosen, you can't run away from the battle. You can't run away from what comes with being chosen. You have to understand, I picked you for this. That's why I chose you. You wouldn't be thinking you chosen if you wasn't chosen. Don't allow the enemy to trick you out of your spot. So since I picked you for this thing, you're going to be crucified in this thing, but through my strength, you're going to get the victory. The crucifixion is going to feel like a death. It's going to look like a death because God, I'm sick of dealing with this. God, I'm sick of praying about this. God, I'm sick of fasting for this. And it seems like it's not getting any better, but that's just a part of the process, because through your constant endurance, that crucifixion is going to turn to a victory. It looked like Jesus was dead on a cross, but they know what happened. We know what happened 3 days later. So you have to understand that crucifixion, that pain that you go through, where you feel like you can't take it anymore, where you feel like, well, I'm just sick of praying about this. I'm sick of dealing with this. I've been praying for years and it don't seem like it's getting any better. Every day that you wake up and you walk face to face with that thing, every day that you wake up and you pray for that thing, you're overcoming that thing, you're defeating that thing, and that's what comes with being chosen. You were chosen to be cursed by this thing because you were also chosen to break the curse of this thing. So God wanted me to give a word and get to call out the chosen, because the enemy been trying to trick us out of our spot. The enemy been trying to make us feel like this curse, this problem, this headache, this burden, this weight that we carrying, whatever your weight is, because everyone's weight is different, whatever your weight is, whatever the thing is that weighs you down, as soon as you wake up, it's the first thing that pop up on your mind and it's mentally draining you. You feel like, I'm just tired of this. I'm just tired. That thing, that curse that feels like it's following you and it's taunting you through your life, that thing is what qualifies you to be chosen. Because the fact that you carrying it, the fact that you getting up another day, the fact that you keep praying, the fact that you keep going to God and saying, God, I trust you. God, I know you'll give me strength. That is proof that you're chosen. So for the chosen ones, if you're taking note, it's going to feel like you're called to be cursed. It's going to feel like you're called to be crucified. And that's because you are. Because in your own personal strength, you can't defeat this thing. You can't do this thing on your own. You're going to need the power of God. So he's going to have to kill you and what you think the solution is and how you think you should go about it. That's your crucifixion, the removal of you. And then he's going to have to put his strength within you, because that's what's going to give you the power to overcome this thing. That's what's going to give you the power to break this curse. That's what's going to give you the power to put this curse to death. Even though Jesus did go through the crucifixion, he defeated death. Remember? He defeated death. Y'all thought that the worst thing that you could do to me was kill me. So you killed me. You killed me. You fired me. You thought that was the worst thing that you could do. You fired me. Oh, you was telling lies on me because you thought that was the worst thing that you could do. Whatever plots and schemes the enemy tries to use people to do in your life, they think that that's the worst thing that they can do. And we have to get in our mind and realize that God choosing us does not always mean avoiding the problem. Sometimes it means going through the problem and still coming out a warrior on the other side. You thought that was going to take me out. You thought that was going to put me to rest. You thought that was going to shut me up, when in actuality, all you did was strengthen me and show everybody else my stripes. Because that thing that you sent to kill me, that thing that you sent to put me to death, to put me to rest and make me stop walking in my calling, that thing actually gave me some more ammo. I'm actually a little stronger now. I actually have more faith now. I'm actually more determined now more than ever, because I realized that you was just trying to stop what God was doing, but you didn't realize that through bringing that thing to me, God gave me strength to walk through this thing. So now the thing that you tried to use to curse me is not even a threat. What was death to Jesus when he rose? Nothing. Because you thought that was going to be the thing that disqualified me, but now it's nothing to me. So whatever curse you're dealing with in your life, whatever weight the enemy is trying to weigh on you, whatever generational curse the enemy has laying on you, trying to press you down, this thing is going to put you to death. This thing is going to take you out. Whatever that thing is, I need you to understand that through your crucifixion process, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard because you've chosen. It's going to be hard because this is not something that you've defeated before. It's going to be hard because this is not something that you know how to do on your own. You don't even have the strength to do this. God is going to have to give you the strength through him. Through relying on him, you're going to have to get the strength. But I need you to know that if he called you to it, he chose you for it, it's because he's going to use you as the breakthrough for this thing. And you're the one to put this curse to rest. So if you're chosen, and everybody on this live is, because it's a call to the chosen. So for the chosen ones, I need you to keep a mental, when the attack comes, because it's going to come. It's going to come. Something's going to come to try to get your spirit down. Something's going to come to try to cause depression. Something's going to come to try to put doubt in your thoughts. It's going to come. But when the attack comes, I need you to know, oh, this is just a curse trying to attach itself to me. That's what this is. I'm chosen. So, you know, the curse is trying to make its way to me because I'm a threat to the curse. You wouldn't be after me if I wasn't a threat. You know I'm a problem. That's why you're trying to stop me. So this is just a threat. And then I need you to understand that curse that comes, it also comes with a crucifixion. But the crucifixion is where you overcome it. The crucifixion is where you face this thing. It's through the crucifixion that you put that thing to rest. So it's going to feel like I'm dying in some seasons. And in some seasons, it's going to feel like this thing is trying to take me out. In some seasons, it's going to feel like I don't have the strength to deal with this. In some seasons, it's going to feel like, God, what was you thinking giving me this burden? Why would you choose me for this? But understand that the crucifixion is where the strength comes from for you to put this thing to rest. God would not have called you to it if he's not going to see you through it. So he's going to put this thing to rest, but it's going to feel like you're being crucified because it's you being decreased and him being increased. So, okay, I got this curse that's chasing after me, but that's because the curse knows who I am. And through this crucifixion, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be victory. It may not be easy, but it's going to be victory, because if God called me to this, he's going to see me through this. And when you develop this mindset, that's the reassurance that you need to understand that you're called to be chosen. You're called to be the problem. You're called to be the problem solver. You're called to be the curse breaker. You're called to be the one that God uses to defeat things in this world.
But you're going to have to die to self and allow him to work through you. That you're going to have to first identify what is the curse. What is the thing that keeps attacking you? Why does this thing keep popping up in your life? Where did this thing keep coming up from? You're going to have to identify it. That's how you take somebody out. That's how you take something out. What is this thing? And then once you get to the what is this thing, you have to understand who you are to this thing. This thing is after you because of who you are, because of what God has placed in you. So God, in order to get your power out to defeat this thing, I gotta die to me and I gotta walk in who you are. And that's what comes with being chosen. Don't let the enemy trick you out your spot. Don't let the enemy make you think just because you're experiencing this curse that you're not chosen. It's because you're chosen that you're experiencing this curse. That's what it is. All right, y'all. So today, if you're sowing a seed, we're sowing the chosen seed. Because God, I'm sowing into your strength. I don't need the strength to defeat this thing. I don't need it because I didn't bring it to me. I didn't even create it. I don't even know. I just walked into this. This has just been placed on my life. I was chosen when I was in my mother's womb. You assigned me to this thing. And if you assigned me to it, you said you would never leave or forsake me. So that must mean that I'm going to have the strength to overcome it through you. So I know I'm going to have to die to me. And I know I'm going to have to experience some pain that comes with dying to me. But I understand that it's through your strength that I'm going to overcome this thing. So I'm sowing into your strength, God. I'm sowing into your plan, God. I'm sowing into your will. Because this curse that came to think is going to stop me or put me to death, now that I understand who I am, I'm putting this thing to rest. All right, y'all. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, I just want to thank you for this fresh word, Father God. I want to thank you for this fresh revelation, Father God. The enemy will try to creep in places where we don't feel like we have understanding, Father God. Your word says without knowledge, Father God, the people will perish, Father God. A lack of knowledge, Father God. So I thank you for giving us an abundance, Father God. I thank you for giving us clarity, Father God. I thank you for giving us understanding of who we are, Father God. We know that in order to be bold and walk in the calling, we have to know who we are through our source, Father God. You tell us who we are, Father God. You said that we're the head and not the tail, Father God. You said that there's no thing that could come against us as long as we're attached to you, Father God. For if God be for you, who can be against you, Father God? So right now, we thank you just for being our Father, Father God. We thank you for choosing us, Father God, for such a time as this, Father God. Curses and all, headaches and all, mental health and all, COVID and all, pandemic and all, Father God. We thank you for choosing us, Father God, because if you chose us for such a time as this, you knew that we had what it takes to cause a shift, Father God. Not just a shift in the world, Father God, but a shift in the kingdom, Father God, for them to see what your vessels look like, Father God, for them to see what your chosen children look like, Father God. We have to understand that crucifixion is a part of the journey, Father God. It is not always easy and it's not always pretty, Father God, but it's always according to your plan, Father God. It's always attached to our purpose, Father God. It always aligns with your will, Father God. So right now, Father God, we just ask that you kill us from us, Father God. Keep me from me, Father God, and decrease me in a way so that I'm only filled with you, Father God. We surrender ourselves to you today, Father God. We surrender our mind, Father God, and what we feel like we should be experiencing in this season, Father God. And we ask that you give us spiritual clarity to see your plan in such a time as this, Father God. We release our words to you, Father God. Only allow us to speak words that align with what you have to say, with what your word says and what your will says, Father God. Because if the enemy can trick us mentally, then he can stop us from getting to what you have for us, Father God. So today we dismantle any thoughts that are sent by the enemy. We dismantle any heart issues or any seeds planted in our hearts that's making us think we're not good enough, Father God. We dismantle any attacks sent by him, Father God, and we stand boldly and understand that we're called, Father God, and we're chosen, Father God, and for such a time as this, Father God. So crucifixion or not, headache or not, burden or not, curse or not, we're standing on your word and your promise, Father God. We love you and we'll forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, y'all, I pray that this word really encouraged y'all, because I'm chosen, y'all chosen. I know the headache that comes with it. Y'all know the headache that comes with it, because it's not easy being chosen, but it is worth it. It is God's plan. And we have to understand that the things that we experience and the weight that we carry, it strengthens us in the spiritual realm. It hurts in the flesh. In this world, it hurts. And it feels like it's stripping you and it feels like you can't take it. But that's just because you're stripping physically, but you're gaining spiritually. So I wanted you guys to be encouraged, and I wanted you guys to know that as a chosen person, you're going to feel cursed sometimes. You're going to feel cursed, and it's because of who you are. It's because you're chosen that you feel cursed. If you don't take anything else from this live, I want you to write down, I want you to remember that it's because you're chosen that you feel cursed. That's why. That's why you were called and you were created to defeat this curse. And you will. All right, y'all. I love y'all. Thank you so much for tuning into Faith Friday. I'm going to be back on here on Wednesday night for Bible study at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. And I'll be back on here next week, Friday. Remember who you are. Remember who you are. Remember that you have the strength to overcome this thing. If God has given you the victory in the end and you don't feel like it, you can't get to it. You have to know that you are victorious. You have to know that you've been chosen to defeat this thing, not be defeated by this thing. You have to know mentally in order to walk to the promise that God has for you, okay? So if you don't know nothing else, know you were chosen to defeat this curse. All right? I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. Have a good day and a good weekend to you too, Court, and everybody on here. It's because you're chosen that you feel cursed. Bye, y'all.